Well, I mentioned something yesterday in the sermon, and so I want to just kind of emphasize that a little bit more today. Because as Christians, as people that are in union with Christ, the disposition of hope should be the normal disposition that you walk in. You should actually have to try really hard not to be an optimistic person. And optimism is not a personality type. And some people think it is. Well, he's just optimistic or she's just optimistic because that's just the way they are. My tendency is to be pessimistic and kind of, you know, look at the dark side of things. That's really actually just sin. The scripture says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And so if you're not a joyful person, it's because you're not abiding in Christ. Now, you can be a joyful person and not look like somebody who's bouncing off the walls because of their unique personality. But that's part of the fruit of the Spirit. And hope is one of the foundational truths that Christians walk in. And if a person says that we walk in a hope and we experience a joy unspeakable, full of glory. And if you and I aren't walking in that kind of thing, again, it's not about a personality type. You need to really understand that. You really need to get past that. It says this, we mentioned this yesterday, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope. A living hope, a hope that's alive every minute. And again, it's not just a dying hope, a hope for one day when I die. It's a living hope. I'm born again into a living hope. And if I'm not walking out a living hope, then I'm really not manifesting what it looks like to be born again. It's one of the characteristics. Born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Christians should demonstrate, not just demonstrate by acting, but they should be manifesting the reality that they are a people of living hope because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Now, we're going to probably look at that reality for a few days, this particular verse, and go for some things. But I wanted you to see particularly this whole idea, because Jesus is risen from the dead, we're born again to a living hope from this perspective. We'll look at several different perspectives about this living hope. But this one, the word hope is the biblical word, the Greek word, that you would interpret or translate better, a confident expectation in victory. A confident expectation that victory is going to manifest itself eventually, even though you may not see it now. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 says, after Paul has gone through this confusing circumstance and situation where the gospel is open for him in Troas, a place he's been trying to get to several times. And when he gets there, there's a door in the Lord, it says, open for him to share the gospel. Now, this is the ultimate evangelist. And he's at a place where the gospel's never been shared. There's a door open for him in the Lord, but his spirit is not at rest because Titus, who he was trying to meet, was not there. And so he left. And he left that place, and the very next line indicates that Paul understood what a contradiction that looked like. So the very next thing he said was, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in his triumph and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Jesus in every place. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in his triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. Now, again, we've talked about this in some devotionals, I think maybe last week or the week before. When I think about Paul, I don't think about Paul's personality type as the giddy apostle. Yet nobody talked more about hope, about joy, about giving thanks than the apostle Paul, which is, again, a reminder that because it's supernatural, walking in joy, walking in perpetual hope, walking in thanksgiving, rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, he said, rejoice, for the Lord is at hand. So what does that mean, the Lord's at hand? It's not just because I have his presence. It's because the Lord's at hand, I can walk in confident hope that victory will be manifested. He always leads me in his triumph in Christ, his triumph in Christ. And sometimes, at least for a season, his triumph looks like there's nothing but defeat going on. Hope stands in the confident expectation that the one who conquered death is winning and that victory will manifest itself. If death couldn't hold him back, nothing else could. It says about our God in Romans 15:13. Now listen to these verses. Let it sink into your heart. And if it needs to bring conviction, let it bring conviction. Conviction is never meant to make you feel bad. It's always to bring you to a place where you can trade up for something better. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Now may the God of hope. He's a God of hope, not a God of pessimism. Now may the God of hope, not a negative God, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Why do we not walk in joy and hope? Because we're not believing. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. And if a person's being filled, abiding in Christ, and knowing the filling of the Holy Spirit, they're going to abound in hope. Not just have hope, not just try really hard to be hopeful because I don't want to be the rain all the time in the parade. And I know people that way. They're just like constant. They're there to tell us the dark cloud behind the silver lining. That's just not God. You can have a pragmatic conversation about what's this, what's that, but God says we're to abound in hope, and that's a work of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's what the Bible says. But what is our hope based on? Born again to a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ can conquer the unconquerable, the biggest thing that human beings face that they know they can't escape, they can't avoid, is death. But Jesus says death no longer has a sting. Grave doesn't have victory anymore. He conquered death, and we are in him. So the one who conquered death is the one we're in union with, and therefore we're born again to a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, being a hopeless person is not a personality type. It's just sin, the sin of unbelief. But you have to understand, Scripture says about faith, faith is the substance of things what? Hope for. And if you find that you have a struggle walking in faith, go back to the foundation. It's because you may not be a person of hope. If you're not a person of hope, then you're not going to be a person of faith. Now, my Facebook thing is telling me what it did yesterday, that it's not working with Wi-Fi. So I'm trying now on my cellular data, and that wasn't part of the message today. This is from Luke chapter 2. This is when Jesus is presented at the temple, and they encounter Simeon. It says in verse 25, "And Simeon, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem." And again, if you're watching, well, I can't tell you because you can't hear us. I'll say if you're watching Facebook, switch to YouTube Live, which everybody needs to start doing anyway. "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit," and it goes on and speaks, but it says about him that he was looking. He had been looking for the consolation of Israel. And then it says down in verse 36, "And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. And then as a widow, she was there for 84 years. At 84 years old, she had served night and day with fasting and prayer. At that very moment, she came and began giving thanks to God and said she continued to speak of Jesus to all of those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem." Hope, no matter what's going on in your life, not just this coronavirus stuff, but anything in your life, hope looks beyond the stuff and lives in confident expectation that the one risen from the dead is going to manifest victory. Because he always, always leads us in his triumph in Christ. Always. And so part of the attitude of hope is you're looking for good. And again, we can't use our personality type or the curses that maybe some book or somebody's put on you to tell you that's just who you are. No, that's not who you are, because that's not who he is. You don't have to be giddy, but being hopeful is part of our heritage and our union in Jesus. That we would abound in hope, he said. Not just try to squeeze out a little bit so we're not so irritating to people, but we abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's powerful to me. And hope looks like looking for victory. And I don't stop standing on my tiptoes looking for victory. And that's why the verse I used yesterday, the one that all of you know, from Romans 8, 28, 29. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. Do we know? Do we really know? He may not be causing everything, but do we have hope because of the risen Christ who will always lead us in His triumph? Are we looking for the victory, or are we going to just be surprised by it all the time? You can either travel spiritually by first class looking for the victory, or you can travel freight and then be surprised every time there's victory. It's much better to give Him thanks in all things and to give Him thanks for all things as you travel towards the manifestation of the victory, because God's a God of hope. And we are in a living hope. We are in union with one who rose from the dead. How can we not have a living hope? So start looking for the good. If God causes all things to work together for good, doesn't matter who caused it. If He causes all things to work together for good, that's the disposition of hope, is I'm looking for the good. I'm anticipating the good. I'm praising Him for the good. I'm thanking Him for the good, even though I can't see it in the natural yet, but I will. And in the process, I'll be in union with His heart, because He's a God of hope, until I see the manifestation. So in all this stuff that's going on the outside, God is doing some amazing things. Start looking for those things. Start praising God. He'll show you in the Spirit some of the stuff He's doing. Don't get all your news from television or from your brothers and sisters in Christ. Get some news from God, because it'll be hope-filled news, I promise you. We're born again into a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.